Yeah, it's a political event. You know, there's got to be a little bit of speech going on.
Right?
This is a big day for celebration. So 366 days ago, we kicked this thing off. And a lot of you here were with us that night. We did it at Weldahl. A big turnout and a big splash. I want to thank you guys all for all of you being with me through this year. Now it's time. It's time to get to work. We got just under 4 months to go to Election Day. We got to make this happen. In that year, I haven't been kicking back, I haven't been sitting back, hanging out at home. My family can tell you that. Over this 12 months, I have now campaigned in 65 counties. I've spoken at hundreds and hundreds of events. And I've shaken hands and talked with and listened to tens of thousands of Wisconsin voters to find out what they think about all this. And I can tell you what they think about the Supreme Court right now. They think it's a mess, and we have to fix it. I've been campaigning aggressively for the last 12 months, and I have good news for you. I've never seen our side this motivated or this united. I've been volunteering for Supreme Court races for close to 30 years now, since way back when Pat Rogan sat around the first time. And I've never seen our side get why the Supreme Court matters like they do now. When I first started this, I was looking at 16 months to Election Day, and I gotta tell you, that was daunting. It had me a little freaked out. That was a long time. But boy, I wouldn't trade a day of it now. And we're 4 months to go and got all this under our belt. I knew that I had to campaign at every corner of Wisconsin. I knew that I had to work hard to build the team we need to win this race. And grassroots supporters from all around Wisconsin are energized and ready to be the army we need to win on April 1st. I was not anointed. You've all heard me say this 1,000 times on the campaign trail. Nobody anointed me to be the conservative candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And frankly, I always said, if there's a stronger candidate out there, come on, I'll support you. But nobody else has come forward. And we've managed now to avoid a primary. Nomination papers are circulating. Nobody else is in this race. So we're not gonna have. We're not gonna have the kind of divisive, expensive primary that we've had in past races that have cost conservatives the elections. No, it's us. Us against the Dane County Liberal who's taking me out. Folks, this wasn't my plan. I didn't plan. If you'd asked me 2 years ago, was I gonna run for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, my answer would, no. I got a great gig as a circuit court judge. Really, it's the coolest. I enjoyed being DA, I enjoyed being your attorney general. But the judge thing, man, I got home for dinner most nights. My kids never saw that. I started running for DA when they were 1 and 3 when I started running for DA. And they got used to their whole lives. Dad is not home for dinner. Dad is gone somewhere all the time for family events. I used to go to their T-ball games and I was in my suit and tie. It was 1,000 degrees outside in July. I'm in a suit and tie because I'm just stopping in to watch the game. I have to go back to work because I'm in trial that week. That's what they were used to their whole life. Well, as a judge on the circuit court, I got home for dinner. They got to see me. But I had to throw that all away because I, just like you, I've watched what happened in their 2023 Supreme Court race. Just like you, I've watched the disaster that has been the first term of the Wisconsin Supreme Court under the leftist majority. I watched this, and I knew I couldn't sit on the sidelines. I had to get in and do something. And there are three reasons I got in this race. First, this new Supreme Court majority is beyond radical. The liberals have broken norms as candidates, and now they're breaking norms as justices. Two, I was ashamed of the race in 2023. A candidate openly promised how they were gonna rule on cases. And for the left, the days of impartiality are gone, but she wasn't the first one to do that. She's not the first one from this majority to promise how they're gonna rule on cases. Let's imagine it's summer. I know, we got a long time till summer again. Let's imagine it's summer, and we all came out for a Dockhounds game. And by the way, if you haven't come out for a Dockhounds game, you need to come out for a Dockhounds game. Yeah, it's a combination of baseball and three-ring circus. It's a fun time. But let's imagine, here we are. We're all in our seats. We're waiting. The teams are getting in their dugouts, and now the umpire strides out to home plate to take their spot. And uh-oh, the umpire is wearing a Chicago Dogs jersey. Well, why would the Dockhounds even bother getting out of the dugout, right? They know how this game's going to end because the umpire is wearing the opposing team's jersey. Well, that's what we have now on our Supreme Court. They've taken off their robe and they put on the jersey of their side, of the liberals who bought and paid for them to be on the court, and they're keeping the promises they made. That's the second reason. The third reason I got in this race is because the stakes couldn't be higher. If we don't win the Supreme Court majority back this April, our next chance is not till 2028. They will have had 5 years of unchecked power to attack their political agenda and repeal every single conservative reform of the past 15 years. I wasn't ready to sit back and let them do this. Our tax system, our voter ID laws, school choice, parental rights, right to work, and the backing of our law enforcement and first responders, they want to revoke all of these reforms and turn Wisconsin into a blue bastion, just like our neighbors in Illinois and Minnesota. This isn't hyperbole. It's their campaign promise. We can't sit back, accept defeat, and watch our state erode into utter destruction. We also cannot allow this new majority to destroy our highest court. People should respect the Supreme Court. They should have no question about its integrity. You might disagree with a decision, but you should never doubt their objectivity. We've seen this happen across the country. Rogue judges putting their radical agenda above the law, opening the border, releasing criminals on our streets. No man or woman in robes is above the law, but this liberal majority in our Supreme Court thinks they are. Less than 2 years ago, Justice Janet Protasiewicz on the campaign trail openly promised the outcomes of cases. She called the legislative maps absolutely, positively rigged. And then less than 5 months later, she was the deciding vote that struck those very maps down. And there were calls for her to recuse herself. But she said, no thanks, I'm gonna stay on the case. In spite of the fact that I can't be objective, she stayed on the case. And people complained to the Judicial Commission. But guess who controls the Judicial Commission? The majority of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and they didn't feel like punishing themselves. Folks, the only way to restore objectivity to this court is to win the election in April. They made promises and they kept those promises. With my race, the left is running the same playbook they ran before, but this time they found an even more radical candidate. This time, the candidate they found is even more partisan. I'm running a 72-county race because the people of Wisconsin deserve a justice who represents all of Wisconsin. My opponent is a Dane County judge, and she's running to make the whole state look like Dane County. I'm not ready for that, are you?
No!
I've spent my entire legal career defending Wisconsin and its laws. My opponent has spent much of her career suing the state of Wisconsin. I've spent my career standing up for victims, for survivors of sexual assault and child abuse, families of homicide victims, communities stricken by the opiate and methamphetamine epidemics. I put dangerous criminals behind bars, both as a prosecutor and a judge. My opponent released violent criminals back onto our streets. Let's be clear, my opponent keeps calling herself a prosecutor. There's only one candidate in this race who has stood in courtrooms with crime victims to prove their cases before juries. I appreciate the work of appellate attorneys like my opponent once was, But that does not make you a frontline prosecutor, like I was for over 25 years. My opponent was the lawyer who tried to repeal our voter ID law. My opponent was the lawyer who tried to repeal Act 10. She cares more about the Madison elites and the special interest groups than she does about you. But the left understands her vulnerabilities. That's why they'll spend millions of dollars distorting the truth in this election. My friends, the contrast in this race could not be clearer. Do you want a candidate who will uphold the laws or a candidate who will put her personal beliefs over the will of the people? Do you want billionaires like George Soros, J.B. Pritzker, and big tech executives buying another seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Or do you want to elect a proven public servant who has spent his life, 35 years, enforcing our laws? We need justices who respect the Constitution, who understand that their job is not to make laws from the bench, but to uphold the law as it is written. Judge impartially and fight for all the people of this state and protect what has made Wisconsin great. I served as a frontline prosecutor for 25 years, as our attorney general for 4, and now 6 years as a trial judge here in Waukesha. The left will attack me personally, and they'll attack my career of service. But here's the truth. Being tough on crime is not a campaign slogan. It's a calling. I've lived my life looking evil in the eyes and not flinching. I've spent my entire career putting dangerous criminals behind bars and ensuring victims are protected. Yeah, you know my record, but I need you to help. And tell your friends and family the truth when the attacks start flying. I know that I will be attacked and made to look like a villain. You can come check my hairline later. You can see there are no horns, okay? So my entire telling I'm Satan, no horns. That's what the left does. They run dirty smear tactic campaigns. But I can handle it, I've been there before. I can handle it because the stakes of this race are too important. I care about this state and I don't want us to lose it. I spent my career serving you with integrity and fighting for what is right. As a father, a husband, and a career public servant, I know the values that matter most to Wisconsinites. And I promise that if you send me to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, I will be a justice who upholds those values, who defends the Constitution and respects the rule of law. So here's where I need your help. First off, we gotta get the nomination papers completed. And I wanna blow past. We need 2,000. We can turn at least 4,000 in. Let's get 10,000. Because everybody that signs a nomination paper is making a commitment. They're making an investment in this race. And we'll be sure they get out and vote on April 1st. More importantly, with just 1 month ago, 3.4 million Wisconsinites showed up to the polls to vote for president. But we expect only 2 million to show up on April 1st. That means whichever campaign can best retain their voters for November will win in April. We all have family, friends, and neighbors who are especially excited for the election this past month. Many of those people voted for the very first time. I need you to tell them why their vote this April is even more important. So the moment you get home, open up your phone, contact those friends and family. Tell them what's at stake. Tell them what the truth is in this race. We know what the left will do because we've seen their playbook. They'll spend ungodly sums of money from out-of-state billionaires, and they'll spread unfounded lies. While they do that, let's get the work done. I refuse to be outworked in this race, but now I need you to be by my side as we take back the Wisconsin Supreme Court together. Thank you guys for being here today. Thank you for all you've done over the last 12 months to get us right here. And thank you for all you're gonna do for the next 4 months to pull us across the line, to take our state back, to restore objectivity, integrity, and humility to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Thank you, guys. God bless.